there, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast. My name is Isadora, and I'm here with my friend Diani, and this is our show, Weird Things People Do.
Thanks to all our listeners who stuck with us after our last episode on people who catch snakes for a living.
Yeah, I admit I had quite a few nightmares after that one.
Well, don't worry, Isadora. We have a slightly less scary topic today. Today, we're going to talk about Halloween.
Halloween? I thought you said it was going to be less scary.
It is, trust me. We're not going to talk about normal Halloween.
To be honest, I don't know very much about Halloween traditions, having lived in Australia my whole life. So I'm really curious to find out what you've got up your sleeve.
All right, then let's get started. Today, I want to talk about a certain type of Halloween festival in Japan. It's called Jimmy Halloween. Jimmy roughly translates to unremarkable, sober, or plain.
That's interesting, but I don't see how that can relate to Halloween. You're supposed to wear the most elaborate and creative costume you can put together, right? It's not meant to be plain.
You're right about that, but that's what makes Jimmy Halloween so unique. This festival has been held in Tokyo since 2014. It's still fairly new, but instead of wearing fancy clothes and standing out, this party encourages people to put together costumes to represent normal, everyday life. I've been researching it online and found some pretty cool pictures of last year's event.
I'm not sure I understand, Diani.
Well, rather than dressing up as something like a monster or a celebrity, you dress up as ordinary people who everyone can recognise or relate to. For example, someone was dressed up as a guy that had just spilled coffee down his front. He carried around an empty coffee cup with a huge stain down his white shirt.
That's pretty funny. Didn't that happen to you last year before Picture Day?
It did, yes. Thank you for reminding me, Isadora.
My pleasure. Now tell me about some of the other costumes.
Well, there was someone dressed as a hotel guest going to get breakfast at the buffet, a staff member at a tea shop giving out samples very enthusiastically, an actor in his 20s who was hired to play the part of a high school kid, and someone who hasn't realised that their backpack is wide open.
I think I'm starting to picture it. These costumes all sound very specific.
They are for sure. But one of the great things about Jimmy Halloween is that people who are normally shy about getting dressed up for regular Halloween can feel more comfortable. Plus, there are lots of chances to be creative, and it's fun to celebrate what everyone has come up with.
Jimmy Halloween sounds awesome, Diani. Maybe we should visit Tokyo and join in next year. But tell me, what was your favourite costume that you found?
That's a hard decision. It's a toss-up between the guy who dressed as the next customer in the queue at the deli and the one that called his costume My Friend's Boyfriend. He was wearing skinny jeans and an oversized jacket, and he leaned against the wall and waved.
Is that how you see my boyfriend?
Definitely. He thinks he's much cooler than he actually is.
Can't argue with you there. Well, thank you for finding out about Jimmy Halloween for us, Diani.
It was really fun. We hope you'll join us next week on Weird Things People Do.